Blog Talk Radio.
As the Benedictine nuns in southern Missouri sing their wonderful praises to God, which is on their number one CD called Lent at Ephesus, I want to welcome you to the June 6th, Friday night, 21st Century Prayer Meeting. When you entered, I felt that we now have a pure and true complement of human devotion that's needed tonight to accomplish our task together. Because your desire to be here brings with it a magnetic force field of energy that has a core of love from the brain that is in your heart. The heart energy is love, and the brain of the heart distributes the heart energy of love into your desires. And you felt this desire to come here tonight, and in following through on that and actually coming here, you have indicated to all of the rest of us who are already here and to the Elohim of creation that you are serious about learning how to use your creative powers and becoming a partner with all of us to elevate the playing field for everyone. When our earth was originally formed, the desire of the Elohim for you and for me was to create a place where we could play, and a place where we could begin our journey together. This journey starts with one tiny electron of energy. You know, that was our original state of being. And now we are a cellular mass of electrons expressing in a form that we call human. We've already evolved up through the realms of the elementals, the minerals, the plants, and the animals, and we've made that giant quantum leap into becoming Homo sapiens, a being which is more and becoming more and more like the Elohims of creation, whose desire for us was to be completely and totally made in their image. And we are in the final stages of their desire for us to be like them. So now you are in those creative stages, and you have already activated your will to do. You have made the decision to manifest one thing in your life, a fond hope or a deep desire. Now, the sixth step of manifesting what you want in your life is develop a rhythm of peacefulness in your life that supports the idea that you wish to manifest. Now, this rhythm is like learning to dance. So like if you're learning how to cha-cha-cha, you'd want to develop a rhythm of one, two, three, one, two, three. But if you want to learn how to do the two-step, it would be one and two, one and two. Because every idea has a rhythm to it. And part of developing this rhythm is to consistently keep the vibratory action of your thoughts, feelings, all your emotions, the spoken words you say, every single word you say, and deeds, every single thing that you do to consistently keep the vibratory action in loving, positive expressions until you completely tune out to every other rate of vibration that would allow you to ever accept imperfection again. This tendency to lethargically accept the pattern of imperfection all around us must be guarded against. Any thought that you have of, I can't do this, or this will never happen. Has to be purified and immediately replaced with, I can do this. I am doing this. I am making this happen. And then keep the rhythm of devotion to yourself again and again and again. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Access the power of your heart's desire, which is love, and unite in rhythm with it. Never turn back. Never give up. Hold fast to the original design and pattern of your desire. And again and again and again. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Flash it through your mind. Fill all of your feelings with happiness and ecstasy. Charge your etheric body, your mental body, your emotional body, and your physical body with the joy of life as you see your desire fully manifested, fulfilling your purpose, fully manifesting your desire. Now, the Elohim of the seventh ray is the Elohim of peace and tranquility. And this ray is now introduced in order to develop the final step of manifesting. Because developing tranquilness in your life is the rhythm of peace. It is a state of peace and quiet, calm, serenity. Now feel yourself entering into this state of tranquility now. Far, far away from the daily chaos and distractions of business and social affairs. And feel yourself being more relaxed. Feel the tension move out of your muscles. Let your shoulders drop. Fold your hands softly in your lap. Settle into your chair. And let any feelings of panic or anxiety just melt away. And if you can see outdoors, look at a tree or a beautiful flower. See how calm they are. See how sure they are. See how steady as she goes they are. See how unconcerned they are about the economy or paying their bills or if there was a mass shooting at the mall or at a school or if a tornado or an earthquake is coming. Just think of yourself as the tree. Because remember, you were once a plant. You can remember how you just stood in your place and bloomed regardless of whatever else was going on around you. And you can do that now. You can stand in your place and know that you are still able to tune into the nature that is all around you, standing in their place and being who they are, while they are saying to you, stand in your place. Stand in your place. You've gone on ahead of us and you're now going to be a creator, but the process is still the same. All of the processes you learned when you were a mineral or when you were a plant when you were an animal, the processes are the same. The badger is building his dam right now, unconcerned about wars or rumors of wars. The ants are bringing food into the colony to make sure that everyone is fed. They're unconcerned about the economy. The bees are out pollinating the flowers. The roses are blooming as they sit in the sun. The oceans are making waves, and the waterfalls are rushing down the side of the mountain in a dazzling dance as they play with the light. Just take your place within the patterns of peace and tranquility that manifests all around you. The birds are singing their song of praise and contentment. They get married, they build a nest, the mother bird lays her eggs, and the two of them feed the little birds, and when they hatch out of the eggs, and then the mother and the father quit feeding the baby birds and begin to sit outside of the nest and sing and sing and sing until the baby birds push themselves up out of the nest to see where mommy and daddy are, and they just fall out of the nest only to discover that their wings catch the wind and they fly away. This all happens within the normal and natural rhythms of life. They don't question if they can or if it will happen. They just allow the rhythm of life to manifest. And it does. And you are part of this rhythm of life. You are in this normal, natural, calm, peaceful, tranquil pattern of life that is manifesting your desire. The element of peacefulness in your life is the element that is going to cause your desire to burst forth into form the fastest. As you hold your desire in perfect peace, without any other action, just peace, peace, peace. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Not peace and doubt and fear, but peace and peace and peace. Not peace and worry and anxiety, but peace and peace and peace. And just remember, as you stay in peace, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, the form takes on a perfect form. Sometimes as we are manifesting, if we have peace and worry, this disrupts the rhythm and the form is marred. And this is why some things that we manifest are not true to the form that we originally had in our mind. So develop the rhythm. Peace and peace and peace. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Peace. Calm. Tranquilness. Unconcerned. Unexcited, not irritated, not stressed, just knowing for sure, for sure. So now just stay here with all of us for the next 10 minutes while I play a meditative heartbeat. And I will have a message for you at the end of the 10 minutes. But for now, hear how this beat is sounded and then is reflected out into the realms, like the rings of water from a stone being tossed into the water. And know that the first sound is the full power, and the full power of the beat is resounded out into the environment. This is how the power of your desire is sent out. And remember to keep the beat, the first beat. Hold that beat as the reflections of the sound go out into the environment. And this will help you stay focused on the pattern of your desire and keep bringing you back to the center of your desire and hold your desire in peace, peace, peace. Now take these 10 minutes to hold your desire in peace, peace, peace. just know now, as you go through your day, every single minute, you are connected with this eternal heartbeat of the earth. And even if there is static around you, even if there is distraction around you, even if there is confusion around you, just tune that out and tune in and listen to the eternal heartbeat of Mother Earth. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You are connected, and this is eternal. This is now. This is forever, and you are one in peace and tranquility with the earth, with the minerals, with all the plants, and all the animals. And now all of the cells of your body are beating with the eternal and steady heartbeat of the earth. Just keep tuned in to this steady rhythm of peace and tranquility, because you are manifesting your deepest desire. Hold fast. Stay steady. Be calm and stay in peace. And I'm going to make a suggestion that until we finish this series next week and we get to the final step of manifesting what you want in your life, that for this next week, that you don't listen to any of the news on television, you don't watch any TV shows that deal with crime or killing, that you don't listen to any conversations that are negative, any gossip about someone or listening to someone's terrible story. Just pretend like you are on vacation and you don't have your cell phone or your computer with you. Try to keep the environment around you as peaceful and as calm and as tranquil as you can. Just step out of all of it for this coming week until we meet next Friday night at 7 o'clock, because we are almost there. We will reach the seventh step of manifesting what you want in your life, and we will hear from the Elohim Arcturus, which is the brightest star in our universe, the beginning, the beginner, and the finisher of our faith. And until then, I will say aloha, hello, goodbye, and I love you.